who is voting may be just as scrutinized on Election Day as who wins. And we're not talking about classic voting blocks. From the mundane, like ballot selfies, to the serious, like claims of rigged elections, fraud, or voter intimidation, much of the scrutiny has been fueled on social media. This is a national narrative, but like many things this election, North Carolina finds itself at the center of the story. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
If you want to go down a rabbit hole of election conspiracies, simply search hashtag StopTheSteal on Twitter. There you'll find calls for supporters of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to wear red on Election Day, a way to make them easier to spot in footage of the polls and make it harder, the theory goes, for the media to rig the election. But one of the most common tweets, a screen grab of someone purporting to have voted more than once. Take the story of Robert John Dowdy III of Onslow County. He posted on Facebook that he voted for himself and a few of his friends. That post was passed around enough that the North Carolina State Board of Elections launched an investigation and issued a press release saying it was simply a joke. But Stop the Steal is not just a hashtag on Twitter. It's also the name of a group of hardcore Trump supporters, explains Richard Hassan, law professor at the University of California, Irvine, and author of the Election Law blog.
Stop the Steal is a group by Roger Stone. Roger Stone is a longtime political operative.
Well known as a dirty trickster. Earlier this year, when it looked like there would be a floor fight at the Republican National Convention, Stone threatened to release the names and hotel assignments of delegates who did not vote for Trump. Stone and Stop the Steal are sending supporters to conduct their own exit polls in specific majority-minority precincts in targeted cities. Hassan says Charlotte is on their list.
And the idea is supposedly to look for voter fraud, but some people are concerned that it might just be an excuse to try to intimidate voters who might be likely to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Roger Stone takes issue with that.
This is an exit poll. So how could we be intimidating voters after they vote?
Speaking to the conservative website InfoWars last month, Stone said his volunteers are the heroes fighting against the rigged system.
All signs point to Hillary attempting to steal this election. You know, I think that they will do anything necessary to hijack this election.
As to why the group is coming to Charlotte, look no further than what Donald Trump had to say last month.
It is possible that non-citizen votes were responsible for Obama's 2008 victory in North Carolina.
Trump is citing a 2014 study printed in the Washington Post, one that Hassan says has been widely debunked.
Most recently, it's been criticized by the creators of the database that the authors of the 2014 study used. And the critique is that the authors didn't understand how the database really worked and didn't properly do the analysis.
That argument and others have done little to tamp down the call for individuals to become their own voter integrity monitors. So it's worth noting what is and is not allowed at polling places. The first thing to note, independent groups representing both Democrats and Republicans will be at some sites, unofficially monitoring the election. Others will be taking a more official role.
We have election observers on the outside and the inside of polling locations.
Kim Strack is the executive director of the State Board of Elections, and she notes the observers are appointed by the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties, and there are limits as to what observers can legally do.
They have to be able to be allowed to hear the voter when they come in, state their name and address.
But they cannot be close enough to read confidential information the poll workers may have on the voter. And at no time can an observer go to the voting booth with a voter or impede a voter going to the booth or directly talk to or question a voter. Nor may they take photos or videos inside the precinct. As for outside, there is a 50-foot buffer zone around the entrance where no one is allowed to hand out election flyers, take exit polls, or otherwise impede voters in any way. And outside that 50-foot buffer, more is allowed. But that does not mean anything goes, says Strack.
If someone is harassing someone where they feel fearful to go into the voting enclosure, those are types of actions that would not be allowed.
Any problems, Strack says, should be reported to poll workers inside, the county or state boards of election, or in extreme cases, the police. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Charlotte also say they're standing by to investigate any illegal activities at the polls. Finally, on a lighter note, If you are one of those people who want to take a selfie with your ballot, don't. It is illegal to take any pictures inside a voting place, so you'll just have to settle for an I voted sticker and a photo in the parking lot. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.